T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Jerry. Again, we continue to follow the news in the Derek Chauvin trial. Steve had another update here at 6:30. He'll have more coming up in the news at 7. But I wanted to bring in defense attorney Carolyn Durham of the Durham Law Office, who's been nice enough to join us before on this program, and an attorney and a certified criminal law specialist. Caroline, thanks. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great on a Friday. The weekend's here, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a little better weather, it sounds like, this weekend, too. So it's a good start.
Nice? Yeah. Great.
Hey, let me ask you about the latest, and that was the defense resting in the Chauvin trial yesterday. And he doesn't testify, and I really am anxious to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, it's always a challenging decision, and it truly is. You heard the judge say it is up to Mr. Chauvin on whether or not he wants to testify. Certainly, Eric Nelson will have advised him. I think people wanted to hear. The jurors may want to hear. And often what you see, this is a case of what we would call essentially an affirmative defense. Yes, I acted in a certain way, but no, it doesn't rise to the level of murder under the law. And so I think that the jurors would like to have heard specifically what was in Chauvin's mind. What was he thinking? Why did he remain on Mr. Floyd's neck for as long as he did? When did he feel the body go limp underneath him and yet remain? And so I think it's a tough call, and it's one that I think both jurors and people in the community will wish had gone differently.
The Monday courtroom, tell us what happens in that case. What will the jurors be instructed exactly? How does it work?
Well, so the jurors will come in, and there are some instructions that the judge will give ahead of time before closing arguments. And basically, it's saying to them to what they've heard before, which is they are to use their common sense. They are to bring their experiences to this, and yet they are to listen. They will be told that closing argument is not evidence. This is a chance for the attorneys to take particular pieces that they want to hone in on and persuade the jury one way or another. And then they will be told that they have to, they will be given the elements of the charges. And this is where it kind of gets tricky. And I think, again, can be frustrating to those who aren't used to being in a courtroom, who aren't used to dealing with the law. The most serious charge against Chauvin is second degree murder. And there are a lot of different ways under Minnesota statutes you get there. They have dialed it in basically to say Chauvin has had to have been assaulting Mr. Floyd when the death occurred, and that the death occurred in part by as a result of that assault. And so it's sort of a duality. The other two charges are really sort of wrapped around what they would call kind of depraved mind, acting in a way that you knew or should have known would cause serious injury or death. And I think that's probably where there is more success on behalf of getting a conviction. We've heard that there was an offer for him to actually plead to third degree murder, and that he was willing to do that, but for the federal investigation that's going on. And so I think there's a sense even by the defense that perhaps that part is not lost. I'll tell you this, though. Eric Nelson's going to come out of the gate. He's going to continue with his theories. He's going to attempt to lift up some of the nuggets that he thinks he got with the experts that he brought to say that the death itself was caused by some other physical condition of Mr. Floyd and not as a result of the actions of Derek Chauvin. I think it's a heavy lift, but that's going to be his focus. I think they're going to go long, we saw with opening statements, I think the total took about 4 hours with a couple of breaks. That's long for opening statements. And so if they were that long in the introduction across the board, then both sides will be detailed and extensive in their closing arguments.
The cameras in the courtroom in this case, Caroline, good, bad? Did you think it helped?
I think it makes for a more challenging circumstance for jurors who are already anxious about a case that's high profile. I think it is important in some respects that the community continue to talk about cases like this and others. I mean, I've had cases that were low profile and, you know, the Star Tribune was there, WCCO was there for sentencings and those sorts of things. There's a way in which it allows the community to understand the process and may heighten some of the more of the confusion about how challenging it is to move forward. So as a lawyer in the courtroom when I'm trying the case, I don't want the cameras there because I just don't want that additional piece or focus. There is a benefit that can happen, and it's happening more and more, and I think will continue to happen. And as I said, will allow us as a community to look at what is happening. This is a high-profile case because a police officer killed a black man. And we've seen the shooting that happened just a couple of days ago and the constant of this that has been going on for decades, frankly. And so by having the cameras in the courtroom, it provides an opportunity for those who are looking to make changes, champions of dealing with what's happening with police actions, to have a better sense of why it is that there aren't convictions oftentimes where there seems like there should be. In thinking about getting together with you today, I was thinking about one of the things that we don't talk about from a legal standpoint is the implicit bias. There is even an evenly split jury racially in terms of the way America looks at it, white jurors and non-white jurors. And so all Eric Nelson needs is one juror to say not guilty. And he needs 12 for a full not guilty, but he just needs one in order to get essentially a hung jury, as it were. And so what are we doing and how is it going to play out that we've got, you know, five white jurors, not to say that they are racist, because that's not it, but to say that there's also this mind's eye that sees things because of the way we're raised, because of the way we have things put on us through the media. And I think that's a consideration that sometimes as lawyers we forget, is that human component.
Caroline, I know we'll talk some more. I always appreciate your time and your insight, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to a Monday to see what transpires. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Defense Attorney Caroline Durham of the Durham Law Office here, attorney and a certified criminal law specialist. WCCO time is 6:58. News coming up next in 2 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.